All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I wanted to, before I go there, I just again, free market and whatever the free market will bear has always been more a term than it has ever been a reality. You know, free market can we're dealing with the free market issue right now, and that's the price of oil, right? Price of oil is a free market issue right now. And so as long as they can continue to force the prices of oil up, and until people in this country get to a point where they say, I'm not buying the gasoline anymore because it's too expensive, then the free market is going to continue doing what it is doing, because the free market is not free. And because it's not free, then why do we continue to allow them to mislead us into believing that it is free? It is not. And so those are things that we, as the American people, need to start pushing back on. Stop letting people just say anything, and then we nod our heads in the affirmative that that's the way this country is. It is not that. And at some point in time, we need to say that. We need to stand on that, because the only way it's going to change for the good of the average person and the consumer is that we challenge that hypocrisy where we see it, and don't allow anybody who is going to lie to you and keep telling you about how great this market is, because it's not. I'm not saying it's not better than some others, but I'm saying it's not what it should be, it's not what it ought to be, and it's not what's in the best interest of the American people. It may have never been that, but it certainly is not that now. But okay, I want to talk a little bit about Rudy Giuliani, who claimed that he was assaulted in a grocery store by a grocery store worker. I don't know if you saw it. You know, Rudy Giuliani was in a grocery store. The former mayor of New York and Donald Trump's attorney. He was talking with a group of people around 3:30 at a ShopRite on Staten Island. And an employee of the store walked up behind him and basically touched him on the back. And that's basically what he did. He didn't put any force to it at all. Barely touched him on the back. And he basically called Rudy Giuliani a jerk, you know, and so Rudy Giuliani is over 65 years of age. So in New York, this 39-year-old person was charged with second-degree assault. All he did was touch Rudy Giuliani's back. And Rudy Giuliani said he was assaulted. And so you hear it and you say, wow, man, what is this 39-year-old guy doing assaulting an old man? Oh, wait a minute. Let me see if I got that right. Let me repeat that. Here's the law. The 39-year-old suspect, whose name was not released, was charged with second-degree assault involving a person over age 65. That's me. I'm an old man.
Just a number. Just a number.
Man, wait a minute. They've got laws protecting. Hey, I'm still thinking that I'm, you know, still in pretty decent shape, but I'm an old man. Like Rudy Giuliani. Oh, my God. Anyway, he touched a guy in the back. He didn't assault him. Rudy Giuliani pressed charges. They arrested the guy. He walked right past him. He put his hand on the back and said something to him. And the man was arrested, locked up, charged with assault. If anybody should have been going to jail, it should have been Rudy Giuliani for all of the horrific things that he's done. You know, Sam, I didn't realize while I was going through this story, I didn't realize that I that if someone did that to me, I got to check.
You can make some bank.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to check that out.
Going to keep my hands to myself.
And see if we look under that law, if they don't have a picture of me. Hey, don't put your hands on that guy. He's an old guy. I'm just, wow.
Delicate.
Yeah. But anyway, it just, if you get a chance to see it, it just goes to show. They locked the guy up. He's 39 years old. He meant no harm. Giuliani said the guy struck him. The guy walked up behind him and gently placed his hand on his back. And yet he gets locked up. And Rudolph Giuliani has committed countless crimes in his life. And he's not locked up yet. I don't understand it. You know, maybe there'll come a time when we'll see things balanced and just. I hope they do. I mean, I get tired of pointing out all of the injustice that happens in this country. But if I don't do it, who will? We got to challenge things to get better. If we don't challenge things to get better, they're never going to get better. I guarantee you, they'll get worse. Listen, 4th of July is next week. It's the end of this week, right? It's the end of this week.
It's Monday.
Okay, and everybody will be celebrating and talking about, you know, the great, you know, American flag and all those different things. And we're going to celebrate and everybody's going to have flags and we're going to have parades and all of those things. And yet we're not willing to fight for what they stand for. I don't know. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll go to the phone lines. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.